This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sound of Freedom was completed 5 years ago, but Disney fought them in the courts to keep it from being released. Hollywood employs several convicted pedophiles, and mostly at Disney and Nickelodeon, who specialize in children's programming and have even rehired pedophiles after they've served light sentences for raping child actors. Hollywood has been abusing children since its inception, including child actors of the 1930s such as Shirley Temple, Mickey Rooney, and Judy Garland, who wrote that she was constantly molested behind the scenes by powerful men, including MGM co-founder Louis B. Mayer. And nothing has stopped Hollywood from continuing this horrific abuse. It has been known for decades that governments have systemically abused children. Beginning in the 1960s, the German government began placing thousands of foster children into the homes of single pedophiles and continued doing it up until the 1990s. Thousands of Catholic priests have been accused of raping children, and no justice has ever come of it. Jeffrey Epstein was targeting individuals and recording them raping children as a form of blackmail so that powerful entities could control them. Epstein has disappeared, and so has his little black book. Many have claimed that Hugh Hefner was doing the same thing for the CIA that Epstein was doing. In 1976, Hefner's Playboy magazine published erotic nude pictures of a 10-year-old girl, and nobody seemed to care. The effects on these children can often be fatal, whether it's from blunt trauma or suicide. And those who survive most often struggle with it for their entire life.
To me, sexual abuse, it kills a child. I think it kills the spirit of a child. I think it kills normalcy in a child. So I just have spent a great deal of my life, walking around really as a dead person in a sense, because I almost feel like I was murdered.
Child abuse has been used as a form of trauma-based mind control because it often forces the child to disassociate, which has been known to create multiple personalities. MKUltra whistleblower Kathy O'Brien came from a family of multi-generational child abuse that sold her to the U.S. government.
I developed a compartment in my brain, a little area behind amnesic barriers that was actually the neuron pathway shutting down in my brain in order to compartmentalize the memory of the abuse so that the rest of my mind could function normally as though nothing had happened.
My father's sexual abuse expanded into child pornography. And he was sending this child pornography of me through the U.S. mails. And he was caught. The pornography was confiscated by a criminal faction of our government. The local politician approached my father and told him that he would receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell me into the CIA's MKUltra Project Monarch.
Some families practice incest and pedophilia to gain power and to maintain it. Inbred Jacob Rothschild explains it here while reading a quote from his inbred relative, James Rothschild.
In our family, we've always tried to keep love in the family. In this sense, it was more or less understood since childhood that children would never think of marrying outside the family, so that our fortune would never leave it. You couldn't write that today.
Our entire system is profiting from child slavery. About $10 billion a year in the U.S. alone. And our entire government seems to be involved. Congress has paid millions of our tax dollars to cover up their sex abuse crimes. Thousands of children are being trafficked across our southern border. And now it's become trendy to castrate children and turn them into a so-called transgender. And if we the people don't do something about this, then the blossoming surveillance state will have a solution. Don't be surprised if our children are soon monitored 24/7 under the guise of keeping them safe because we have failed to do so. While we cannot expect to rid the earth of all evil, something obviously needs to be done. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Trojan Man on video. Save children.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're about to take a very, very deep dive into the scientific plan to end the two sexes as we know it and complete the mission of depopulating planet Earth of the majority of the human species. But I first wanted to play a short clip from yesterday of Sheila Jackson Lee. Doesn't believe George Soros deserves criticism. In fact, she says he's an American patriot, an incredible person, and criticizing him will cause violence. And that's the new EU laws they have, that if someone feels hurt, even if you didn't threaten them, you go to jail. Now they're trying to pass similar laws and regulations here. Meanwhile, the Democrats openly call for violence against their political opposition, and so do leftists across the planet. George Soros defunded the police. George Soros took over most of the DAs. George Soros created incredible crime waves that we're all witnessing. George Soros helped Nazis round up Jews when he was a teenager. George Soros overthrew more than 20 countries' financial systems and robbed tens of millions of their pension funds. And put old people and pensioners on the street. He says he feels no remorse. He says it's the best time of his life. He says he loves doing it. Him and his evil mad dog ways and his little evil mad dog mini-me are proud of what they're doing. And they want to bully and attack and assault and sue and silence through their surrogates anybody that challenges them. But I am blessed and honored to have been attacked by them. And I am blessed and honored not to be Sheila Jackson Lee. Because every time I see, whether it's the Young Turds or her or any of these people talk about Soros, it's the same script they read off of. They've got a little cue card. They talk about how amazing George Soros is. And the latest thing is, he's a Holocaust survivor. The latest thing is, he's a World War II veteran. Well, I guess of the Nazis, yeah. So go ahead and roll the clip.
Let me ask you this. First of all, we have accusatory commentary of Soros DAs. Let us not put an individual that is not here, a contributing American, and jeopardize his life for always throwing his name out in the most ugliest of way. I am offended by that. Mr. Soros does not deserve that. He is an American and a patriot, and he also comes from a minority community, one might say, and you create a dangerous situation. That's unfortunate.
Oh.
Chief, how should the federal...
Oh, and he's a minority, too. He's not a powerful billionaire that controls most of the DAs and many of the attorney generals. No. He's not bragging on CNN that he helped overthrow the Ukrainian government 8 years ago and helped cause all that's happening now. He didn't call himself last year the Tsar of Russia. No, he's a good man. So let him run your life. He's a public figure, but you can't talk about him or you're going to cause violence to him because he's not here. Well, she loves attacking me when I'm not there. In fact, I've been locked outside while she's attacking me, trying to get into hearings when they're calling me a Russian agent. They love bullying us. They love attacking us. They hate us standing up to them. You know what else the Soros Satan Syndicate funds? They fund the whole transgender cult And in fact, Alexander Soros, that just took over the $25 billion war chest of his father, who's 91, said that's going to be one of his main focuses now, is helping sterilize the children, helping take them away from the parents, with states like Washington State passing a law where they take your child and take them to a transgender facility, and then the police don't even tell you by law. They know where your child is. You're wondering where your kidnapped 8-year-old is. They have them. Yes, this is really going on. Yes, the federal government just took off its websites, human trafficking and children, because they're running it. They're doing it. And the definition there fit what they're doing. Yes, they stopped DNA testing of unaccompanied children at the border to have a record of who they are in case they get found dead. They're covering their tracks. They know exactly what they're doing. And I saw a video earlier this morning that's up on InfoWars.com, and I hope you go there now. I hope you share it. By Christopher F. Rufo. And I love these great journalists now doing more and more videos and doing their own shows. The transgender movement has conquered American life. In a new short film, I explain how the movement gained power and connects the dots between its key intellectuals, billionaires, benefactors, and large-scale medical experiments in a Detroit ghetto alone. This is the transgender empire, and it's a key snapshot. After we air this, I've got some key dots to finish the completion of this constellation of pure Satanism. Here is the keys to the LGBTPS movement.
The transgender movement has conquered American life. Activist teachers have converted classrooms into propaganda. Influencers are driving billions of social media impressions, and doctors are cutting up kids in the name of gender-affirming care. The story goes deeper than you might imagine, featuring rage-filled intellectuals, a trans billionaire benefactor, and large-scale medical experiments in a Detroit ghetto. This is the story of the transgender empire, how it came into being, and how it hopes to change the face of American society forever. In order to understand what's happening with the trans movement, we have to begin with a short history lesson. In the late 1980s, a group of writers, including Judith Butler, Gail Rubin, Sandy Stone, and Susan Stryker, established the disciplines of queer theory and transgender studies. They argued that gender was a social construct used to oppress racial and sexual minorities. They denounced the categories of man and woman as a false binary that upholds a system of heteronormativity, the white, male, heterosexual power structure. These writers made the case that these systems must be ruthlessly deconstructed and turned to dust. And the most visceral, dramatic way to achieve this is transgenderism. If a man can become woman, if a woman can become man, they believed, the entire structure of creation could be toppled.
A trans movement manifesto is intended as a secular sermon that unabashedly advocates embracing a disruptive and refigurative genderqueer or trans gender power as a spiritual resource.
This is Susan Stryker, one of the founding theorists of the trans movement. In her best-known essay on performing transgender rage, Stryker argues that the transsexual body is a technological construction that represents a war against Western society. I am a transsexual, and therefore I am a monster, Stryker writes. And this body, Stryker says, is destined to channel its rage and revenge against the naturalized heterosexual order, against traditional family values, and against the hegemonic oppression of nature itself. There's something important to understand here. The transgender movement is inherently political, using the construction of personal identity to advance a collective political vision. Some trans activists even believe their movement represents the future of Marxism. In a collection of essays titled Transgender Marxism, Rosa Lee argues that trans people can serve as the new vanguard of the proletariat, promising to abolish heteronormativity in the same way that Orthodox Marxism promised to abolish capitalism. Lee writes, "In a different era, Marxists spoke of the construction of a new socialist man as a crucial task in the broader process of socialist construction. Today, in a time of both rising fascism and an emergent socialist movement, our challenge is transsexualizing our Marxism. We should think of the project of transition to communism in our time as including the transition to new communist selves, new ways of being and relating to one another. This is the great project of the transgender movement, to abolish the distinctions of man and woman, to transcend the limitations established by creation, to hitch the personal struggle of trans individuals to the political struggle of revolution. All of society must be reorganized to affirm their identities and, more importantly, their politics. So how did the trans movement suddenly move from the fringes to the center of public life? Because they built one of the most sophisticated ideological pipelines in American politics. It begins with a flood of cash. In recent years, some of the wealthiest people in the country have spent enormous sums of money subsidizing the trans movement. Jennifer Pritzker is one of them. Pritzker, born James Pritzker in 1950, served a career in the United States military and inherited a sizable part of the Hyatt Hotel fortune. In 2013, Pritzker announced a male to female gender transition. The newspaper celebrated Pritzker as the first trans billionaire, and almost immediately, Pritzker began donating untold millions to universities.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Mental illness and suicidal behavior, and they're told that gender transition, the latest promise of therapeutic liberalism, will solve all their problems. The most elite members of our society, affluent, highly educated, left-wing female doctors, are using the marvels of modern medicine to manufacture the ultimate oppression, the poor black trans woman.
I think I might have been about 8 years old when I remember having any thought of being transgender or gender nonconforming. It felt like I was an outsider to this whole world of America. On top of not being, you know, a European American, I was black.
The doctors at the Ellis Center have created the new face of the proletariat, the highest authority in the intersectional hierarchy, and they've embedded the revolution into the very biology of their patients. In 1818, the novelist Mary Shelley wrote a book titled Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus. The premise of the book is that modern science, stripped from the constraints of ethics and nature, will end up creating monsters. The trans-affirming doctors are the postmodern iteration of Dr. Victor Frankenstein. They promise salvation through transition, but end up creating disaster.
I think what we're becoming very known for at OHSU is genital surgery. And a prime example of that is a procedure called phalloplasty, which is the creation of a penis.
Dr. Blair Peters is a plastic surgeon who uses he-they pronouns and performs transgenital surgeries at the publicly funded Oregon Health and Science University. Peters specializes in phalloplasty, the creation of an artificial penis, and vaginoplasty, the creation of an artificial vagina.
And we now have a robotic vaginoplasty program. We have the highest volume on the West Coast. And this has been a kind of game changer for patient care, as we're now able to provide two cases a day.
But the most revealing surgery performed by Dr. Peters and his colleagues is known as nullification. In this procedure, doctors perform a castration or a vaginectomy on the patient, then create a smooth, continuous skin covering from the abdomen to the groin, reducing the genitalia to nothing. This barbaric procedure is the perfect symbol for the ideology itself. Nullification is the pursuit of the Latin nullum, meaning nothing. And that is exactly where trans ideology ends, a profound nihilism that denies human nature and enables barbarism in the name of progress. Although this movement enjoys a certain measure of elite support, there is no doubt it will end in tragedy. Jennifer Pritzker, Maureen Connolly, and Blair Peters occupy the heights of power and prestige, but like Dr. Victor Frankenstein, they will learn a hard lesson. No matter how advanced their castration machines become, the trans activists and doctors cannot abolish the reality of man and woman. They cannot transcend the limitations of creation, and to the extent that they try, they will elicit the same heartbreak and alienation captured in the final scene of Mary Shelley's novel. The hulking monster, shunned by society and betrayed by his father, filled with suicidal despair, drifting off into the ice floes, a symbol of Promethean hubris meeting its final consequence.
Wow, that is powerfully said by Christopher F. Rufo. And the full video is up on Infowars.com for you to be able to share it. I hope you do. And that seems extensive. That's really only a snapshot. This movement itself is just a missile or a salvo, an assault, a projectile of the transhumanist movement that wants to scramble all definitions around, well, you'll accept animal-human clones, humans being grown for body parts. It's just a weird, macabre scene. And then all these partially sterilized men being told, oh, you're really a woman. You'll have a place in society if you just cut your penis off. And then all the money, the billions to mutilate the children. And then, of course, you have going back decades ago, they said therapy, hormones, salvage pedophiles. I saw big pushes in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, until about 10 years ago, to sterilize rapists and sterilize pedophiles with large estrogen rounds. And so then if you pull back from that and see how the Carnegie and Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation believe masculinity is the cause of war, so they want to get rid of masculinity. But really, the globalists just want to get rid of their competition. So that's all any of this is. Hormone therapy for treatment of sex offenders remains controversial, but it's okay to trick a child without parental consent to do it. Drug reduces risk of pedophiles reoffending. And it's the same drug they're giving children. The offending is ever having children. The offending is ever growing up and being prosperous. The offense is forming a family. Why did the German government in the West Germany with the U.S. government place over 30,000 children with convicted pedophiles? To get rid of the family and create a new family structure that does not have children. Children taken from heterosexuals who were then imprisoned or killed, mainly Christian families they targeted, social workers, then given to a convicted pedophile rapist to have a child at age 3 to rape them and turn them into a pedophile, and they gave girls to women who did the same. Government-sponsored German government, CIA, Tavistock operation. That's who these people are. They have a plan. And it is a deliberate, deployed, measured operation, scientifically crafted. Sounds hard to beat. But it's not hard to beat when you're aware of where it came from, that it is a plan, then it's a trap. You can have the fanciest trap in the world. You can have a fake tunnel in a city that every once in a while, late at night, there's a wall that looks like concrete that opens up. And then all of a sudden, the ground lowers down and a new ground comes up, and it's a perfect detour off the main road into this tunnel. And all the cars driving down the road at night suddenly see this tunnel closed, this tunnel open. It says detour. You pull down the tunnel, and who knows where you go? Maybe flying saucers with aliens harvest your organs. This is hypothetical. I'm not saying that literally is happening before the New York Times runs the headline. It's a metaphor. It's an allegory. It's an analogy. But if you knew, because say your friend's a half mile ahead and he says, hey, I see a detour up here. Yeah, it's a tunnel over the left. I'm being directed into it by police. And all of a sudden you pull in, you go, hey, Bob, don't come in here. They've got guns. They're dragging people out of their cars. It's some kind of sick. You would go, ooh, I just got warned not to go in the tunnel. You'd be saved. And then you could go see what's happening, organize people, and find out who set this up, who was running this tunnel where they're grabbing people. See? So, see, we've been radioed out of the tunnel for people that have been fed on and hurt and killed. We've been warned a bunch. We know the plan. That's why I told you the whole plan. That's the analogy. And so the question is, what are we going to do? Roll over and die or fight this? If you're aware of their plan, it has no power. But you got to admit, man, hospitals with big corporations and a cult of pedophiles, that's who these people are at the top. It's big, fat, ugly men dressing as women. I'm a woman now. Hey, let me have your kids. Let me cut their penises off. Because, again, I told you with the Satanists, raping kids is like level one. Torturing them is level two. Killing them is level three. And getting all the children confused and drugged out and sterilized is level four. Total depopulation is level five, complete level. So Pritzker's the big fat boss in a dress, eating the kids. I'm for the children. The hospital cuts her penis off. I love your kid. I'm a big fat billionaire. Thanks for staying in high end. The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top
pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount to start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
In 1997, Dr. Zabin got a call from a friend in Seattle about a potential funding source for an organization that would focus on international population and reproductive health. Bill and Melinda Gates, with just a little money to spend, but a lot of skepticism about the academic approach, agreed to meet with Lori Zabin and her colleagues at Johns Hopkins, and they came away impressed. In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
Hey,
issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population. The problem is that the population is growing the fastest in the very poorest places. And so it's really an acute problem in a certain number of places, and we've got to make sure that we help out with the tools now so that they don't have an impossible situation later.
It's just who I told you, Bill damn Gates. I look at the news coming in. Every one of these stories certifies and confirms our worst nightmares. We're deep inside the new world order now. Overnight, all the hard-fought liberties are gone, and the mark of the beast is announced. It's just who we told you would do the announcement. Also saying the Antichrist on this planet is Bill Gates. Creepy, evil medical officer of the New World Order. Who's pushing 5G. In fact, I shouldn't even joke around. Those names are too kind for him. He is a manifest hole in hell. I told you he's the chief science officer of the New World Order. Folks over the years like, why do you harp on Bill Gates? Because they're devil worshippers. They like to kill people.
And Bill Gates is a little satanic elephant.
I start thinking about Bill Gates up there, that little chicken neck. Hopping or now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walks, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates.
Oh, I'm Bill Gates. I'm a liberal. Take my shot. It's my clitoridectomy. Liberal. Hey, Bill Gates. Let's kill old people. Let's take shot. I'm your boss now. Shot. We gotta turn the corner sometime. Holy hell!
Microchips, world government, forced inoculations. This is world government, forced inoculations. Total tracking and microchips sewn into our skin.
Honey, we gotta turn the corner sometime. Holy hell! God almighty! What the
That full video is on Bandai Video. I'll have it added to the front page of InfoWars.com. Bill Gates' true mission exposed. Should have added they want to cut your children's genitals off, your daughter's breast off. You think about what we've been maneuvered into and think, what are they going to do next? What's the system going to roll out against us now? All right, here's what I want to do. I wanted to take calls today, but then we just got out of time because Dr. Peter McCullough joins us here in about 24 minutes or so. I wanted to hit some of the other news and other information we've got in the stacks that are so critical. And my problem is not that I have not enough news. The problem is I have too much news. But I'll tell you one that's really a classic. Really a classic. And if you know the whole background on this, you know everything. And what's frustrating is, if you can't beat them, join them. Who says that? Is that Sylvester from Looney Tunes? Who says if you can't beat them, join them in Looney Tunes? Maybe search engine. Who says if you can't beat them, join them in Looney Tunes? But see, I don't want to join them, and I'm not perfectly healthy either. You can't find bubble gum or regular mint gum, chewing gum, that doesn't have aspartame in it. There are over 10,000 products at any one time that have it. You've got to order special gum online that doesn't have aspartame in it. Now, you go to Mexico, none of it has aspartame because the government won't let them do that there. Now, they tried to get aspartame legalized in the 1970s, but it killed a bunch of the lab rats and monkeys in the test. So then Donald Rumsfeld and the Reagan administration repackaged the studies and just pulled all the deaths out and got Ronald Reagan to sign off on it. And now the UN, just type in UN aspartame, please. Show people a bunch of the headlines. Designates aspartame as a carcinogen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not like carcinogen, like, oh, it might increase cancer. It is a brain-altering drug, highly addictive. The more you drink it, the more you want it. It's why it's aspartame drinks are associated with obesity. And it just fries your endocrine system and is totally linked to cancer. But guys, just type in aspartame into the Google search box. I want everybody to see this because it's all over the news. There it is. Who advises against the use of artificial sweeteners for weight control? And then you scroll down. It's not artificial sweeteners. It's aspartame. So that's the reality. And why would they finally come out and admit this? You know, in May, they said in general, but now they're saying, Washington Post, aspartame may cause cancer, global health body warns. I have been attacked by late-night talk show hosts for saying aspartame is bad for you. Remember when Glenn Beck was going blind? And he said, I'm going blind, and he said he was a Diet Coke addict. And I put an article out saying, hey, Glenn, you know that aspartame is directly linked to macular degeneration and other things he was having. And he attacked me and called me an evil conspiracy theorist, but Drudge Report linked to it. And it became a big national news story. So I'm not saying anything we don't already all know, except here's the larger question. Why is the UN now coming out and warning about aspartame? So that's where we are. Plus, because they've got a lot of new poisons they're hitting us with, like the spike protein that makes aspartame look like mother's milk. Yeah, Alex Jones, Glenn Beck feud escalates into pure hilarity. He's an egomaniac, super narcissist, probably psychotic. Probably psychotic, yeah. Because I warned him about aspartame. But then, later, years later, Glenn gave up Coca-Cola products. Hey, guys, bring the painting in here Glenn Beck gave me. It's on top of the safe out there, the gun safe. Thank you. That's why Glenn Beck's so weird. He does a lot of good work. He's woken up. I don't want to be his enemy. I'm not in competition with him. I'm up there at his facility. They go, oh, Glenn Beck can't meet with you, but he says he likes you and he's a friend, and here's this painting. And then later he says some nice things about me a week later. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. But the point is, Glenn, I warned you. What was the year? Because it was in Salon and the rest of them. What was it, like 2012 I warned Glenn Beck? Yeah, what year is that? That's 2016. So I warned him in 2016. Then in 2021, he admits it's true and stops drinking it. But let's go ahead and show people my Glenn Beck painting. I think Glenn Beck's a very talented artist, and I'm very honored to have this. And, of course, I love how it's Putin controlling CNN. Yeah, there's a lot more Putin control of CNN than there is of Trump. That's certainly true, but that's really good art. So I'm not trying to fight with Glenn Beck. I'm just simply trying to stop this. And I thought I could do that as an olive branch and say, hey, Diet Coke will eat your eyeballs out and make your wife crap her kidneys out on the ground. And, he's just like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Well, the facts are out. We're vindicated again. The UN says don't drink. It'll give you cancer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chinese, we have the UN, we have the IMF, we have the World Bank, we have the WEF, we have the International Bank of Settlements. We got Bill Gates, we got them all telling us we need a world currency to control our lives and track what we do and not let you buy anything that they don't want you to have, even if it's legal. Sounds like a nightmare. Musk believes ESG is the devil, and he's not the only one. Environmental, social, and governance of ESG agenda once had the staunch backing of billionaires, but now corporations are backtracking, and they're trying to rename it or repackage it. The point is, it's in a lot of trouble. Well, it's the essential core of the global social credit score on the macro level. And then down on the individual level, it is the universal basic income that is tied to your individual social credit score. So here's the Bank of International Settlements rejects crypto as money, but says that they're going to come out with their own ESG-backed tokens that they will use to control every facet of your life. He says central banks will have absolute control over all money. Here's a clip.
For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that.
We played a clip on Monday at the Davos meeting in China, WEF meeting. Will you guys pull that clip up where he says the same thing? Another one of these globalists. But the point is, that's the head of the Bank of International Settlements that all the main banks track their agreements through. And you wonder why he's so fat. It's because he ate so many people's freedom. Wow. So we have absolute control. And here's how they're going to roll it out. I am now the Easter Bunny. I am now in control. Carlos, how dare you do this? It's called a coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. We need to do a little video with his face on Carlos from Hop. But here's how they're going to roll it out. It's always for the criminals and the children and the young people for their safety. Bloomberg Digital Pound could verify age for alcohol and citizenship in the UK. Yes. BOE digital currency work offers glimpse of possible features. Ooh, nuggets contained by the BOE to help beef up currency's privacy. Oh, don't worry. We're going to track where you spend it, what you do, and track you, but that will beef up your privacy. Digital version of the pound may feature a way to verify the holder's age and citizenship status, potentially smoothing the purchase of alcohol and tobacco. And transactions with government agencies. Oh, it's so easy. Meanwhile, Poland must guarantee right to use cash and country constitution agrees and argues right-wing Confederation Party. They're moving in the right direction there, my friends. Did you guys find the last clip from Monday on ESGs, the central bank digital, pulling it in? The point is they're everywhere pushing this, and meanwhile, they need to weaken the dollar to get it positioned so the dollar will still be part of it, but it'll be a global basket of currencies under the International Bank of Settlements and the obese hedgehogs control, and then they will program the tokens, your money, and decide where you can spend it and when you can do it with. Yeah, here's another one of the creatures at the WEF over the weekend. Here it is.
And the one final note I will make is that if you think about the benefits of digital money, there are huge potential gains. It's not just about digital forms of physical currency. You can have programmability, you know, units of central bank currency with expiry dates. You could have, as I argue in my book, a potentially better, and some people might see it, or a darker world where the government decides that units of central bank money can be used to purchase some things, but not other things that it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition or drugs or pornography or something of the sort. And that is very powerful in terms of the use of a CBDC.
So if you want to spend the money to cut your son's pee-pee off, oh, you will be given free money. But if you want the money to go on missionary work, no money for you. This is a coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. Dollar's epic drop, Bloomberg Financial, sends franc and yen surging as traders watch the Fed's path. And it goes into it all. That's just some of the news that we've got. So, yes, when Musk says the ESG is the devil, well, I think he's absolutely right. But I tend to think government-sponsored and pushed brain chips is the devil. Not if you've got medical problems and need a brain chip. No, 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 no. But you know they're going to try to make everybody get the brain chips. Dollar's epic drop since franc and yen surging as traders weigh the Fed's path. Now, Dr. Peter McCullough comes on a routine basis every month or so, but he's really got a grouping of news that is the biggest ever. And we're going to be talking to him next hour, which is just about 7 minutes away. And so we can get him on right at the start. That's fine, if not six after. Yeah, get him on at six after, because I don't want to interrupt him. And we are going to plow through all this. There is just so much insane news. Major studies that 74% of the deaths, they say, were from COVID, were from the shots. More news on global actuaries of 40-plus percent increase in unnatural death. You know, an increase in death since the shots began. I mean, it's just staggering. Staggering information to know all of this and makes your head spin. And I already covered this, but finally it's hitting Breitbart and Town Hall and stuff. We covered this on Monday, but just to read this headline makes me sick. And then to follow it and to see it's true, you can click the website right there. DOJ. Biden's DOJ deletes vital child sex trafficking information from its website, says it's not an issue, basically doesn't exist, and then won't give you ways to contact law enforcement. I mean, you know, do I need to tell you the folks running things are bad? I mean, do you really need me to tell you that when they stopped DNA testing 5 weeks ago of unaccompanied minors and children so they'd have a record of who they were at the border? And this is where, like, is this your two-year-old daughter? This my daughter. Funny, sir. We've got you in the database arrested five times. You're a three-time convicted pedophile. No, this my daughter. Well, you say she is. Go on through. I mean, meanwhile, the sound of freedom is total fraud. It's not real. There's no child sex trafficking. Look, the federal website says it doesn't exist. Meanwhile, in federal documents, can't say mother or father all over the Western world. I mean, this is coming after our children. It's not coming after them. They're getting our children. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start hour number three with Dr. Peter McCullough with the biggest news yet, and it really is. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier and where we're going from here. Remember, we're in a total war against the New World Order. We don't have big, fat, pervert, billionaire pedophiles funding us. We don't have George Soros, the New World Order, funding us. We don't have the federal government funding us. We're being censored. We're being attacked. We're being lied about. You know what? We're warriors. And we've already seen the great effect we've had, so we're not going to back down. But it's real simple. Are you sharing the links to the videos? Are you sharing articles? Are you writing articles on your own Substack or getting people to write about what we're doing here? I mean, seriously, we are having a huge effect. God has blessed us mightily. God has blessed you mightily. We are honored to be working with all of you. But you understand, this is not a one-way street where you watch Alex Jones, you listen to me, which is very nice to put up with me, to get the information and to share the info. And then the sharing of it yourself is beyond key. You're 99% of the equation. When you take action, we together are unstoppable. And we really are standing up for the unborn children they're trying to murder. We really are standing up for the kidnapped children they've got. We're really standing up for ourselves to try to stop this nightmare takeover of our own bodies and the medical tyranny. I mean, look, talk about vindicated. Who cares if we're vindicated? The world government that wants to rule our lives and control our bodies is out in the open now. And so we need funds, and we make it easy to support the broadcast, man. We have incredible products that will change your life and embolden and fortify and empower you against the enemy's attacks, particularly Nitric Boost and Ultimate Krill Oil and Ultimate Fish Oil. We've got Patriot Pride Month in July. We've extended the mega sale, double Patriot points on your next order. Patriot points on your current order, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on water filtration, air filtration, and storable foods. That is a huge discount. We rarely do that. It's already discounted down to the bone. InfoWarsStore.com. You need high-rated water filters, low prices. Get them now at InfoWarsStore. You need storable food. Get it now, InfoWarsStore. You need high-quality CBD for neurological issues and overall calming naturally and pain relief. Get yours now, InfoWarsStore.com. You need to fund this operation, InfoWarsStore.com. You need to make a straight donation, InfoWarsStore.com. You need to take that act against the enemy and put it down on the table in front of God, InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.